So we are here on beautiful St. Paul Street, the 2400 block right off of 25th Street. I just got off from work at Grindhouse Juice Bar at 2431 St. Paul Street and getting ready to place a red, black, and green yarn bomb here on the pole. And I specifically chose red, black, and green because this stretch of St. Paul Street from Terra Cafe down several businesses past us are all black-owned businesses on this particular side of the street. So using the red, black, and green is representative of what we've now nicknamed Black Wall Street here in Baltimore. Lauren Bird. Yarn bombing is essentially seeing yarn out in public somewhere where you wouldn't typically see yarn. I saw these metal light poles and felt like they would be an awesome place to add some color and add some fabric.
What you do is kind of a combination between street art and knitting.
Yes. So, correction, it's crochet. Those of us in the crafting world take that pretty seriously. And yes, it is considered street art. I have heard it called fabric graffiti. I haven't determined if this is necessarily allowed or not, but I'm also not gonna ask. Because my father said if you give people a chance to say no, and they say it, you can't be mad. I learned how to crochet when I was 6 years old. My mother was the original person who taught me. And my mother was actually diagnosed with breast cancer when I was 6 years old. So during that time frame, my grandmother would sit with my sisters and I, and she showed us more detailed stitches and how to actually make things, make granny squares and put them together during the time that my mother was going through her treatment. And so that kind of became my safe place. Unfortunately, my mother transitioned when I was 9 years old. She was 32. And so for me, crocheting has been like my connection to her. I've been doing it so long that I sometimes have to slow myself down to look at what the steps are because there are no steps left for me. It's just a flow. It's a continual process.
This is the quietest thing to capture on radio. I'm gonna see if it makes any noise whatsoever.
The rhythm makes me focus on my breathing and just allowing your mind to kind of flow. Hold on a second. Hey! Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Found one little piece of shade on this corner.
Not really. I'm Aaron. This is Mateo Blue.
How you doing?
Hey, Mateo Blue. Nice to meet you.
He's the artist who has the pieces over at Terra 2 where we did the interview the other day.
Your work is beautiful. I've been spending a lot of time in there interviewing people on this block, and so I've been enjoying being surrounded by it. I wonder if you might share your two cents on what it's like to walk up the street and see one of Lauren's yarn bombs.
It's refreshing. It's simple yet deep. Like I do street stickers sometimes. So that to me, that's just like a whole nother respect to street art. And this is the most cultured level that I've honestly witnessed, especially within this city.
There is this indescribable joy that happens when I see the things that I've created because it's the balance between humility and like pride, I think. So yeah, I just hope that it makes people smile, brings a little joy to their day.